If peace is what Islam is, we of course know it is not. But if it were to be that, and the purveyors of that religion, the teachers of it, the imams, the clerics, if they are teaching the truth about Islam, then someone is not getting the message within the House of Islam, because the number of attacks now is almost 31,000 deaths that have been perpetrated at the hands of Islamic ideology since 9/11/01. I'd love to ask you to respond to this, Leo. Not only is this lie that we worship the same God, we just call him by a different name, this one has come up repeatedly in my presence and in my hearing in the last week, and that is this. The Muslims are quote-unquote people of the book. Mm-hmm. Christians are also people of the book. So what's the big deal? Would you mind addressing that?
Yeah, that's really unbelievable, because people of the book, they're talking about the Bible there. And the Muslims who engage us in these interfaith dialogues will say, oh, we revere the Bible. You know, you're people of the book. We also believe in the book, the Bible. The only problem is they see the Bible much differently than we do. They believe that the Bible has been corrupted. They do revere the apostles, but they believe that the New Testament was corrupted by later Christians, Paul especially. They have a lot of animosity toward. They believe that he corrupted the New Testament. They believe the Jews didn't get the Old Testament quite right. Yes, they believe in Abraham, and they use Jesus for the Christians to establish a, quote, common word and a common leader. We believe in Jesus. And they use Abraham for the Jewish community. We believe in Abraham. Well, it's not the same Jesus, and it's not the same Abraham. Jesus to them is not the Son of God. He did not die on the cross for our sins. He was a prophet who will return in the last days to convert the world to Islam, and he'll tell all the Christians that they got it wrong, they were fooled all these years, their Bible's been corrupted, that he's a Muslim, and that they should convert. And if he doesn't, if they don't, then they risk losing their lives. And then with the Jewish faith, they say, we believe in Abraham, but what they don't say is, we don't believe that Abraham gave his blessing to Isaac. No, it went to Ishmael. Ishmael is the seed of blessing. Well, that's the Arab race in Islam, and isn't that convenient? So, you know, this is their people of the book. We need to start learning this, and we need to start asking further questions. And that's the problem. The pastors who are involved in these interfaith bridge-building dialogues refuse to ask the hard questions. I sat and listened recently to an interview between Bishop Greg Rickle, who's a bishop in the Episcopal Church in the state of Washington. And he sat down with a member of CARE, a female Muslim leader, and he let her rattle on about all this great stuff about Jesus and the Bible without pressing her on a single one of these issues.
And Leo Homan, I'm going to interject right now because we're going to wrap this up. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to define the terms, understand that the deception is there. Ask the question as it's being put out. Is Jesus God? Is Muhammad God? That's what they try to tell us. We're all under one God.